This is Marine Sergeant Roy Johnson of the Base Informational Services Office, Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, speaking to Sergeant Robert C. Knowles of M Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, Camp Lejeune. Today's date is January 27th. Sergeant Knowles, while in Vietnam, was a platoon sergeant and squad leader with 3rd Recon Battalion. This tape contains his experiences on two occasions, a search and destroy mission through the villages of Cam Ni and an observation mission for enemy movement on Marble Mountain. The classification of this tape is confidential. Sergeant Knowles, when were you in Vietnam?
I was in Vietnam from May to September 1965.
What organization were you with?
I was with Delta Company, 3rd Recon Battalion, 3rd Marine Division, Da Nang Air Base. My company commander was Captain Pat Collins. My battalion commander was Colonel Blanchard.
And what were your duties?
My duties were squad leader and platoon sergeant for the last month.
How many men were in your platoon?
There's 2 4-man teams per squad, a squad leader, a radio man per squad, 2 squads per platoon, a platoon sergeant, a platoon leader, and a corpsman.
How was each man armed?
Every man was armed with a M14 with an automatic selector, usually at least 2 fragmentations, and a colored smoke grenade, depending on what the color was for that given patrol to signify friendly troops. Other smokes was carried to denote other things, such as resupply or enemy positions.
What was the mission of the unit?
Our mission mostly was night and day reconnaissance, sometimes river searches and sweeps, observation posts, blocking force for the infantry, and search and kill patrols.
What type of training did you and your men receive prior to your assignment?
We worked in the northern training area in Okinawa.
Could you describe a river sweep?
A river sweep is used with rubber boats with small outboard motors on the back, which we drive along the edge of the river, looking into the banks for tunnels and caves, and using demolition to destroy them, and also the Viet Cong that are inside.
Would you now describe what took place on July 12, 1964, in the village of Cam Ni?
We were working with the 9th Marines on this particular operation. Our company was to be used as a blocking force for the infantry taking part. Our mission was to move forward of their position straight south down a single railroad tracks toward the village of Cam Ni. Cam Ni is a complex of villages numbering 1 through 6. We spent the night behind the 9th Marines position and moved out at daylight the following morning. We moved down the tracks approximately 400 yards before we received our first VC fire, which was coming from both sides of the tracks. The tracks were built on a bank about 10 or 12 feet high with rice paddies and villages on each side. The track was also the only way to move down into this particular area, but it didn't provide any cover or concealment. As we got a little closer, the VC volume of fire increased. We brought 2 machine guns up to a good firing position and begun to return the fire, along with regular small arms. Also with us on this particular patrol were 2 60-millimeter mortars, which myself and a corporal carried. We also dropped some rounds in the area the fire was coming from. After we had softened the area up a good bit, the 2nd platoon took the village on the right, and the 1st platoon took the village on the left. That took approximately an hour to clear. We continued down the tracks about a half a mile and moved off online with mortars in the rear. To the right of the track, to secure one of the larger villages on the Cam Ni complex. We didn't know how many VC were in the village, but we knew we could expect plenty because the village was well fortified and much better than the average VC village. It didn't take long before we were in a large firefight, which the 60-millimeter mortars and the machine guns were very effective. The helicopters were also outstanding in fire support and evacuation.
Did you have any other weapons with you other than normal arms?
Yes, as I said before, we had 60-millimeter mortars We also had M2 carbines and Thompson submachine guns that I carried. The corporal was carrying the other 60mm mortar, carried a grease gun.
How were you dressed?
We were in the lightweight jungle utilities without packs and no underwear.
Was it usual practice to have 60mm mortars in a search and destroy operation?
No, particularly for us. I think at that time, the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marines was the only other units to have 60mm mortars in their possession.
Where did you get yours?
We got ours on a temporary loan from the Army at Da Nang.
What type of terrain was there in and around Cam Nhi?
The area is all lowland, with plenty of rice paddy and very thick village areas. South of Cam Nhi was a sandy area, excellent for track vehicles to operate in.
Were there any booby traps in your area?
Yes, there were plenty. Most every gate to the villages were booby trapped, along with many punji pits, large and small, on the likely avenues of approach.
Where were the Viet Cong hiding?
For the most part, they were hiding in tunnels and trench lines. And I also remember seeing two get shot out of the trees.
What were the casualties?
We estimated we killed 25 Viet Cong and captured two. They had some type of automatic weapons and also bolt rifles. The prisoners were shot up pretty bad, and we heli-lifted them out of the area. Our casualties were about 8 seriously wounded and about 22 in the overall picture.
How long were these search and destroy operations?
They usually last about 1 or 2 days. We carry 1 can of heavy sea rations per day and a sock tied to our cartridge belt.
What type of support did you receive?
We usually had artillery support and almost always had helicopters on call.
And how did you communicate between your units?
We used PRC-10s, which is a radio you strap on your back, and a PRC-47, which is carried the same way but set up on the ground.
What type of weather did you encounter on that day?
That particular operation was extremely hot and muggy.
And after you completed your mission, how did you return to your home base?
We usually walked to a safe area, and from there we're trucked on into our base camp.
Would you now briefly describe the operation that took place on Marble Mountain?
My squad's mission was to provide observation from the top of a marble rock formation to the south and southwest. We had a Vietnamese soldier with a dog with us, so one team stayed at the bottom of the hill, and the other team and myself went on top of the rock formation. From the rock formation to the closest village was approximately 200 yards. We spent the night on top of the hill, and the following morning about 6 VCs moved into the edge of the rice paddies without being seen by us. They opened fire on the team that was at the base of the hill, killing one man instantly. We think that the VC had a scope at that time because of the accuracy in which the man was shot.
Do most Viet Cong snipers use scopes?
No. At that time, the team moved around the side of the formation and carried the body with them, set up and returned fire. We also returned fire on top of the hill. We were using 7x50 binoculars trying to locate the VC. We called in helicopters to evacuate the body, and we also called in armed helicopters for support, which is about 10 minutes later when the armed helicopters arrived. We were talking to the helicopter by radio, telling him what area we wanted to be strafed. He confirmed and circled to start his approach directly behind the rock formation we were on. His initial burst of the machine guns landed right in the middle of the same team that had been fired on before, hitting one man in the neck and throwing rock fragments over 2 more men. We called the helicopter down to evacuate the wounded man, and my first team leader informed him what had happened and to start his approaches from the left to the right. The area was very flat except for a rock formation that stood out like a sore thumb. That incident could have been avoided by a little better judgment. When the Hueys returned, he started his approach from the left to the right with no problems. That was the only time I've seen anything of this sort happen. Without the helicopters in Vietnam, it would be impossible to progress as far as we have. They are undoubtedly the most significant supporting factor the infantry Marine has in Vietnam.
Were there any other problems other than that miscalculation?
A few smaller problems like dysentery, and sometimes we couldn't get the support of artillery when we called it in because of friendlies in the area.
Do you have any recommendations to make for future operations in Vietnam?
No, I don't.
Well, thank you very much, Sergeant Knowles.
You're quite welcome.
This has been Marine Sergeant Roy Johnson of the Base Informational Services Office, Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, speaking to Sergeant Robert C. Knowles of M Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, Camp Lejeune.